So You Think You Can Dance wrapped up on Fox with an exciting season finale last week, and we've got, and I think he's probably still doing his happy dance. Let's ask him. We've got Ricky, the winner, on the line. Hey, Ricky, how's it going? That's good to hear. Now, you know, we've got our friend Mary Murphy on our show every season, and I kind of make fun of her for crying all the time, but the finale was a little bit emotional for you. You were in tears. What were you thinking? What was going on in your head?
I was just so overwhelmed. I just couldn't believe that, like, my dream was becoming a reality right in front of my eyes, and it was the most overwhelming thing, and I'm just a crier, so it was just a lot to handle.
Okay, and I guess maybe it didn't help, you know, Paula Abdul was there, and that's kind of a big deal too, right?
not a big deal at all.
Let's rewind a bit, though. You said, you know, this is your dream. How long have you been dancing? How did it all start for you? Because you're still, I mean, you're fairly young, right? 18?
Yeah. I started actually at 8 years old because of the show, because of watching dancers like Nick and Travis in the beginning of the show inspired me to get into class and start doing what I'm doing now. And, yeah, that's why it's so crazy just 10 years later to be winning this whole thing.
So what has been the most challenging style of dance for you to master? Everybody who watches the show knows there's different genres or style of dance, and not everybody's an expert at every single one of them.
I would have to say the most challenging style for me was ballroom. More so, like, standard ballroom, like the waltz and stuff, just because you have to have that, like, crazy posture, and it's also really hard footwork and, like, weight transfer. You have to make it look so graceful, and that was, like, honestly the hardest one for me.
Now, in terms of challenging competition, I've got to ask your fellow competitors, was there anybody when you started doing the live shows or when you met everybody, maybe you sized them up and said, oh, crap, this one could be hard to beat?
Oh, not at all. At least for me, and I think most of the top 20 would agree that we never looked at it in that way. And we knew that it was always up to America and that we can only do our best, and we all really supported each other really strongly, and I really believed everyone. It was such an honest bond that we had. So, no, I've never really thought of it that way. I was really inspired by a lot of people.
We often get questions from people wanting to know, even like with shows like American Idol or these performance shows for reality competitions, what is the schedule like? Because we hear that you're in rehearsals all the time, and then you have to go on stage and block with the cameras. So take me through a typical day then on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, a typical day can either last like 8 hours, 12 hours, or even 16 hours of like straight dancing, especially when you get more towards the end. And on, like, Tuesdays, we do our dry blocks, and, like, our show day is, like, really crazy. We do it, our pieces over and over and over again for the cameras, for the lighting. We do it for ourselves. And, it's really, really rigorous, and it's really intense. and our bodies get really tired, and we go, we get beat up, but in the best way possible. It's just a lot of hard work.
We'll have more with Ricky from So You Think You Could Dance, the big winner of the latest season. Let's get back to the music right now here on the show. We are back. Sorry, I was just tweeting Leanne Rimes. So we're going to get back to our interview here with Ricky from So You Think You Can Dance. Now, the guest judges and the judges on the show give some really great advice. And I know when it comes to the performance arts, sometimes they're open to criticism and sometimes they're not, right? Because it's you up there performing, and we might sort of take that the wrong way. Was there anything that they had said to you that maybe at first you disagreed with and then thought, yeah, you know what, maybe they're kind of right?
I've never had a comment like that, but I thought like that. Anything they've ever told me, I know it was just for my best benefit, and I don't think there was ever really anything negative with a negative connotation to it. So, yeah, I mean, I'm grateful for that, and I was just grateful for their honest feedback, which is usually positive, and it made me really ecstatic.
What was one thing that they told you that maybe has stuck with you now?
1 week when I danced with Jamie in top 8, Nigel was really moved by the way that I put my technique. He said, in some words, I put my technique in the back seat, and I have it, and I make it more about my movement and what I'm doing and the intention, and it shines through, and that really stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. At the finale, and we've had a lot of people write in about this, so I'm going to ask you, people are wanting to know what Kat whispered to you during the embrace. People have been speculating since they couldn't hear it at home, so do you remember what did she say to you?
She is just saying, I got you. Over and over in my ear. Like, I got you, because I was just, like, a mess. I think she thought I was going to fall apart in her arms.
Do you even remember what you were thinking, though, when you were standing there waiting to hear the results?
No, I was just a nervous wreck.
So what's next for you after the show? I mean, lots of big things happen once you win, so you think you can dance, right?
Yeah, hopefully I'm going to take the role on the town and be on Broadway.
If you could pick a Broadway show that's out there right now, or maybe even one that's not out there, let's say a film that's going to be developed into a Broadway musical or a book, what would it be?
Harry Potter.
And who would you play?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, okay. Awesome. And
Dobby the house elf.
Nice, okay. And if you could pick one of your fellow contestants to star in that with you, who would it be?
Valerie, it's Hermione.
All right. Well, Ricky, the big winner from So You Think You Can Dance, congratulations on the win, and thanks so much for joining us today.